And so Christmas comes, and of course it's just another day. Everybody tried to, you know, celebrate it in their own way. We did a little Christmas tree that we had found some, like a pine bough. It was a Charlie Brown Christmas, it really was. Of course, we didn't have anything to decorate it with except what we had. So, you know, it was decorated with an incendiary grenade, a frag grenade, one of my knives, some bullets, you know. And then somebody had sent us like a, what is it, the elf on the shelf type thing. Santa, it's more Santa looking than the elf on the shelf. But so we had him sitting up in the tree with a small roll of toilet paper somebody had sent us. Because we didn't have Western toilets, we had all Eastern. And the plumbing did not accommodate use of toilet paper. So we truly had to immerse ourselves into the culture. And that was our Christmas. We, you know, whatever the families had sent for either cookies or sausage, didn't have a meal because we were on mission that day. And I did it in some respects a little bit purposefully just to keep people's minds off of it. But everybody dealt with it in their own way. I actually included it in one of the notes in there I sent to the families about the shoes. My son had sent me an email about, I think, a week prior to Christmas. And I got back to him and asked him if permission to repeat it to the group. You can read it later, but it hits me to this day just to read it. His pride in my service is really kind of reflective of it.